Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Beth, who is here to speak with us about an article that she recently wrote for the Recording and Listening blog. Welcome, Beth.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So for folks who don't know, we have this fabulous website, recordingandlistening.org, where it's just a wealth of information around recording and listening. And because that's such a foundational part of practice, we have an entire website devoted to it. And often folks who have been doing the practice for quite some time, as you have, write blog articles. And so we like to regularly bring that to people's attention and to have the authors of those blogs talk about their articles. And I really enjoyed, and I have to tell you, resonated a lot with your article.
Great.
So maybe you could tell us about it.
Yeah. I had been given the opportunity to participate and write a blog. And of course, conditioning grasps at all different, well, maybe I'll write about this and maybe I'll write about that. And then I had this experience of driving home from the monastery and supposedly losing an entire folder of recordings and sitting with it for the, the next 5 minutes of driving home of going, is it really lost? Is it really lost? And what would that be like if it's really lost? And going, I think I'm okay that it's lost. I'm just going to start again. Mm. New recording. Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
I just lost my entire folder.
And I mean, it's such a place, isn't it? That place of,
yeah.
I mean, truly, oh, okay, well, how could this be outside practice? It, of course, it's not. So this is what's happening. So, all right, so let me practice with this and have whatever experience I have with this.
Yeah, exactly so. And that is exactly where I started. And just to start over again and not feeling like anything was lost, but all of the places that I got to see in having that now be, having that folder now gone. It's funny. It turns out I got home and apparently the recorder was just reorganizing itself and the whole folder showed up again. But at that point,
don't you love it? If we wanted to get really sort of religious or whatever about it, we'd say, so life back there, like, oh, let's give Beth this because, gosh, this would be perfect for her right now, right? And then, wow, she got that fast. All right, well, let's reload it back.
Yeah.
Let's put the folder back on the recorder.
Yes, that is a great way of looking at it. It kind of brings to mind what the guide has always offered, which is we can let go of a lot of things. We don't have to ever give it up. It wasn't like I set out and said, okay, I'm going to, get rid of this folder. I have no need for it. It was literally okay, it's gone. How about letting it go? And then, yes, to have it magically, show up again and just to go, okay, well, what do I really want to do? And what it really showed me was this sense of clinging to things, of clinging to, well, I got to have the right folder with the right recordings in it to have the right experience, to have the right, practice moment and all of that kind of stuff. And it kind of blew the doors wide open to, what I feel like practice is showing us all the time is that, and exactly what you said, which is, what's happening in this moment is the perfect opportunity to practice.
Yeah. Well, and it's so subtle, isn't it? Because, so that seems more clear maybe in content of our lives that isn't practice. And then when you come to the content of practice, it seems like it can get subtle and we can get bamboozled. But no, I mean, I think if I remember correctly in the article, you were talking about there were some big things you had seen that were recorded in this folder, right? I mean, this was the stuff that was going to change your life. Right? And to realize that can just as much be the content as anything else in our lives. And so to really have that process of, well, you know what? If clinging doesn't serve me in my relationships or my job or in finances or then it's not going to serve me with my recordings either. And so to get to practice there, realizing, okay, how I do anything is how I do everything. So the condition process is going to be brought to recording. And so let me step back and actually practice with all of that. And then, of course, the beautiful thing, I think I remember this correctly, that in the article, when you really thought they were gone was, well, and you just said it. Okay, good. Well, we'll start now. Because those insights didn't go anywhere, right? And it's always cycling through. And there are things that I'm seeing right now, so I can start here.
Yes, that's exactly it. That was a lot of what I got to see in this whole process was the lamenting of the recording of the insight being gone did not mean that the transformation was null. It meant that, oh, that's right. It really just reinforced that place of the transformation happened. The insight had dropped in. I've been living with that insight for quite a while. It's not that I have to, you know, it's lovely to have recordings to go back to, absolutely, and mm-hmm. remind us of what those mm-hmm. insights were. But it's also a place of practice of, but I don't have to have that recording to live from a place right now of, well, yeah. what's the insight from all of this? And it's already, I believe, is that it's already been incorporated in approaching this moment now.
Yeah, exactly. I can't quite see it, Beth. It's swimming around somewhere, but there's an analogy in there around the one that was dropping in was sort of weightlifting, right? And I'm weightlifting. Actually, it just came up for me today because we were outside. I just, you know, doing all this outdoor work, which I absolutely love. And watching someone chainsaw and projecting a lot of upper body strength in the way that this person was chainsawing. And what I got to was, wow, I'm really inspired to increase my upper body strength. And that it would be like as if I go to the gym to lift weights, and then that's all I ever do. I just go to the gym and lift weights. But to realize now I can use that. I can chainsaw, and I can weed eat, and I can all that upper body strength isn't just for going to the gym. I actually can now use that. And at the same time, I'm not going to just say, well, yeah, now I have upper body strength, and I'm not going to use my weights. So that recording and listening is always there for us, but it's not it's not the end of the story. Like, we get to actually use the things that are happening for us in recording and listening and take them out into our moment-by-moment lives.
Wow, yeah, exactly. And I do, you know, that analogy really resonates with me. It's the place of going through the practice tools and really using them and then seeing how that comes into play in our everyday life when we aren't saying, oh, here right now I'm going to practice. It's more like it just shows up. And you go, wow, I that came up because I have been doing all this practice where it just organically has incorporated itself now where I can approach it, you know, in a completely, completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
If I am tracking, you know, what you're saying.
Yeah.
And the ability to be able to really use that in new and fun ways of supporting myself in other practice moments or, you know, in my everyday life.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
so right.
Which is all the same. Exactly. Yeah. And what, you know, as you're saying that, what's coming up for me so strongly is the process is the outcome. And I think that's one of the things that I so loved about your article that I feel like, and we had a good news update around recording and listening, oh gosh, I want to say, I don't know, sometime in the end of last year, I think, where we were talking about that same, you know, it was a slightly different content, but the process that happens for people around recordings and wanting to organize them and wanting to do this, and gosh, I'm not sure if I, and do I shuffle them and how do I, and so to realize, you know, that conditioning is back there trying to, you know, run its shtick on everything. But if we get it that, you know, first of all, that's okay. When I pay attention, everything enlightens. So whatever conditioning is doing around recording and listening, I can see that as part of, oh, that's informative because that process is likely happening everywhere. You know, whatever it is for the perfectionist process or the gotta hang on to it and hoard them all or, you know, whatever
mm-hmm,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
that,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, please. No, please go ahead.
Well, what's dropping in when you're saying that is this place where, what I think I also really got a chance to see was there were a ton of recordings that I made like around the time when my dogs were sick with cancer and were dying and died. And super helpful recordings, like super helpful to be able to turn to the recorder and just, you know, be able to say exactly what was going on for me and to hear the wisdom from the mentor and to hear the support and encouragement of, you know, I'm with you. And to recognize that, you know, the mentor recordings are super helpful to keep around because those are kind of timeless. But the recordings of making just the person talking, to go back and listen to those wasn't actually helpful because it just kind of put me back in that spot. So to be able to go back and just say, you know, these serve their purpose and now I can let them go is just a wonderful place of just really recognizing I'm in a different place now and I valued those for the time and the and what they did, but they're, you know, that I don't need them anymore.
So to realize they served a purpose. They were really important at the time and they elicited that mentoring presence. And so having that, keeping that mentoring presence there is really helpful. But maybe not necessarily always going back to the person who was in a particular situation at a particular moment in time.
Yeah,
and I think that what we catch on to, it's like we talk about with insights, right? That I know for me at least, it gets everything gets like tightened out. That insight is so good, and that's going to change everything. And you know, and forgetting that that insight is a process, and I'm practicing the process of insight, not trying to clamp down on a particular insight. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And it kind of goes back to what you were saying about, well, I got to have a folder that has this in it and I've got to categorize them in you know, in all these different ways. It really kind of opens the door to, you know, it's really good. I do have a couple of folders that have specific things in them, but then everything else can kind of be how it is with this fluidity of, you know, when I listen back to it, is it really providing me to be in that process, whatever it is, love, gratitude, presence, or is this, you know, distracting now? And just being able to say, you know, I can let it go. And I don't have to, you know, keep everything so meticulously organized.
Right, and I can watch that process as the impulse to do that happens. Yes, exactly. So we are at the top of the what's that, Beth?
Oh, it was fun. I was just saying it was a really fun place to be.
Yeah, very fun. Way more fun than the story of, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
So anything else you wanted to add in, Beth, before we end?
Not particularly. I just I'm happy to share you know, the experience through the blogging and to encourage folks to be playful with it.
Exactly. Yep. Experiment. Find your way.
Exactly.
Have fun.
That's a great way. Yeah. Experiment.
Good. Great. Well, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Jen. Happy to be here.
All right. All right, me too. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.